As I was saying, let's begin with the second chabur of the year, and we will start. We'll try to do the Gemara outside just because we're pressed for time. So, like I said, the sugya that everybody was thinking about, was asking about when they got up to it, exactly how it worked, the different stages of the Gemara. Like I said, we're not going to have time to go through all this, but it was the sugya of Avkinu, called the Kaddish Adai to Rabbanim Kaddish. Yes. So, when did this come up? This came up of whether there's yesh ontzin begin or ain ontzin begin. What is exactly does that mean? If a person's in a situation where they set a tanai, right? They put they give a wife to their get and they say, Almanas that I will be back within this get is chal if I don't come back within 12 months. And then what ends up happening? It's the last day before 12 months. And he's on the other side of the river. What is he doing? He's screaming, I'm here, what happened? Ah, the ferry broke down, I overslept my alarm, etc. Whatever it wasn't my fault. So the question is that Tanai Bata, was he Mekayim in the Tanai that he didn't come because Tachas didn't come, or was Tanai Bata because it wasn't his fault that he didn't come, and therefore we should say that the get is still a good get. We say, ain't no one to begin, meaning, what does that mean? We don't take into account the fact that he was it wasn't his fault why he wasn't able to arrive. Correct? Everybody with me so far? Great. The Gemara has a question, is it really true that Midoraisa, this get should not be a good get, but Midorabana, we're going to say that it will be a good get? And what does Gemara end up saying? Yes. Why called Mekadesh, Adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh, the, well, meaning I'm skipping a part, I apologize. We're talking about the, there's the Tznuos and the Prutos, yes, right, those who are Tznuos and those who are Parots. Let's leave that aside for right now. Lamais, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that in certain situations, such as Ontzim Megitin, I'm going to discuss other ones as well, we say called Mekadesh, Adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh, that that everybody gets married with the knowledge of the Chachamim, and because of that, Avkinu Rabbanu Kiddushin Minei, that the Rabbanu have the ability to uproot a person's Kiddushin. Yes? And if we remember, the Gemara goes on to say, maybe that makes sense if you get married with Kesef, but if you get married Bibia, Michael, and Meymar, and what do we say? Shavi Rabbanan, Ubiyalaso, Ubiyasnus, right? The rabbis make their Bia to Ubiyasnus, and that's exactly how they get rid of the Kiddushin. Okay, what exactly does that mean, and how are we going to understand this sugya? So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Mefarshim how to understand exactly what's going on in the Gemara, but the basic bottom line is as follows that we need to keep in mind. Because of the fact that when a person gets married, what do they say? Hareya mikudeshesli kedas Moshe b'Yisrael, right? That's a person who gets married. Therefore, what are they doing? They're clearly acknowledging the fact that their Kiddushin should be good within the context of parameters of what the Torah says, what the Chachamim should be saying. And therefore, we allow the Chachamim some type of ability to define this marriage. And by doing so, that allows them to say when the marriage is going to be good and when the marriage is no longer going to be good. Correct? Everybody with me so far? We're doing very superficial. We'll get more specific as we go along. The Gemara wants to know, okay, that may make sense if I give over Kesef. If I try to get married with money. Why? Why does it make sense if I get married with money? Why is it easier?
Because it can be turned into a gift.
What?
It could get, no, the gift turns into money. The money turns into a gift.
What does it mean the money turns into the gift? Or gift turns money?
So the money... Because it's what the money itself is in Kedusha, it's what it represents, and then if it can just turn into a gift.
Right, because we're all familiar with Rashi, because that's what we were doing. The Rashi is that we can turn that Kesef Kedusha into a Matana, and therefore, because a woman needs to get married through a Kenyan, but if the Kenyan was a Matana, so therefore she's not actually married, so they could do that. How exactly would that work? Many of the Mefarshim in other places say that works through Hefker, based in Hefker, that based in has the ability to uproot money. They have control over all money of the Jewish people. Big discussion exactly how or why they have that. There's two different psukim to actually understand how that works. But Lamais, at the end of the day, they have the ability to do so. And therefore, it makes sense. But let's say they get married with Bia. How are you going to change the nature of that Bia? So Gemara says, Al Shavia Rabbanan Lebilas Abilasnus. We're going to turn the Bia to a Biasnus. How, why, what exactly does that mean?
Also,
what?
It would also makes for a problem. If you make yes, nus, then it makes it that she's also too anxious coming. She's also her.
Well, she's going to be married
to. If they want to get remarried, they're also.
If they want to get married.
If they want to get remarried, for whatever reason, that's a problem.
Why is that a problem?
If you make it yes, nus, then it makes it a problem for Cohen. I'm just pointing out something.
Right, but she's going to be, she can't be married to a Kohen anyways. A Grush is usher to a Kohen no matter what.
True.
Right? So, meaning, she's going to be problematic to get married to a Kohen no matter what. So
what?
Well, even going back.
Going back to her original husband, if you're going to call that snus.
Well, she had snus with him, so. So and also that the isra of noefa noefes is talking about when she's married, but now she's not married. So this nus that we're referring to is the bia of a pnuya, a bias pnuya, which is a different type of nus and not as chamor as other types of thing, other types of isurim. Okay, so what exactly is going on over here? So Rashi, the way that he understands it, as we pointed out before, that you can make the kesef kedushin to matana. And if I make the Kesef Kedushin to Matana, therefore she's never married. What about the Bias? So they make the Bias to Bias Nus. What does that mean to Bias Nus? That even if they got married through Bias, what we're going to say is we're going to Paskin that Bias is really just a Bias Nus, and therefore they were never married, and they were always, when they were intimate together, all those Bias that they had were a Bias Nus. Like you said, it's not the biggest deal in the world. I mean, it's not great. We wouldn't give the guy Master Yonah. But in terms of like the Yisurim which are in front of us, it's not as chamar as some of the Yisurim which are before us. And in order to say that this get was a good get, we're going to, that's what we want to do. Now, what Rashi makes a point of saying, though, which is really important, is that this Kedushin is going to be uprooted. Lima Freya. What does that mean? It says if they are
retroactively,
meaning never they were married. Never married in the first place. Okay. Well, if they were never married in the first place, some really interesting things end up happening. Okay. And this is a big discussion in the Bali Tosim and the Mefarshim. It's not always found in Ksuvus, but also there's another sugya, parallel sugya in Gittin. Okay. In Maseches Gittin, in the fourth bracket of Maseches Gittin, Hamevi Get. What? What'd you say? Oh, you think it's Nav Vav Ches? Okay, yeah. I think it's Lami Gimel.
Ouch.
What? It's the third paragraph again? Is it third? It's a Shleich. Yeah, hold on. Oh, okay, could be.
But it's just sprouting the knowledge.
Anyways, wherever it's located, the Gemara ends up saying as follows. The Gemara talks about as follows. There's sugis of Tikkun HaOlam. But basically, let's say I decide to send a get via shliach to my wife, okay? And now I decide, you know what? I don't want to marry you. I don't want to be divorced her anymore. So what would I do?
If they run out of the shliach.
Okay, yeah, but what can I do without running after?
I can just cancel
my shlichus. I say, you know what? I'm no longer allowing the shliach to be my to represent me, to give over the get. And therefore, what's going to end up happening? He won't be my shliach, and therefore I'm still going to be married to this woman. Now, if I'm still married to this woman, what's the halacha? Well, she can marry anybody else. Is she going to know, or the shliach going to know that I was mevatalim?
No.
So she's going to receive this get, thinking full well that she is now divorced. She's going to marry somebody else, and what's the halacha? Or kids are going to be mamzerim, right? It's going to be HSH. So what does Gemara say over there? Same thing over there. Called Mekadesh Adaita Rabbana Mekadesh. And therefore, even though Midaraisa, the get is not a good get, the Rabbana were mafkiya that kiddushin. Okay. Now, what are the interesting things that come up over here? And this is what, the Rishonim talk about this extensively again, but also by us over here in Ksuvos, is, well, if they're no longer really married, so can I use this as a halachic loophole to get me out of sticky situations? What sticky situation am I talking about?
Mamzerim.
What? Mamzerim would be one of them, okay. Basachoso, excellent. What? Okay, Dabri, so that was a get out tonight, but we'll have to leave that aside for right now. But Tosos has a funny thing. Shemi Chapel Basachoso. So this is Tosos over here, Dafam Gimel, Amad Aleph. Kol Mekadesh, Jadir, Bada Mekadesh. See, over there, Lama Gimel. Right, Lama Chas. Can we get up? Okay. Kol Mekadesh, Jadir, Bada Mekadesh, V'lachein, Omer, V'shas, Kedish, and Gidas, Moshe, V'shal. That's what Tosos says over there. Now what Tosos is going to ask as follows. Let's say a person marries their niece, yes? They marry their niece, so that means, you know, and his niece cheats on him. So what's the halacha she's supposed to be?
Killed.
Okay. Now, does he want his niece to be killed?
No.
No, he may not want to stay married to her. You know, it wasn't the nicest thing she did to him. But he doesn't want to, you know, it's his brother's daughter. How can he go ahead and have her killed? So what should he do? There's Aiden, they're coming to base, and they're going to say, woman is the nation this, and she was Mizana Tachtav, and therefore she's going to be Chayiv Misa. Oh, he says, I got a good chop. What am I going to do? I'll send the get with the shliach. What am I going to do?
Cancel him.
I'll cancel the shliach. Shalom b'fanav. What's the halacha?
We were
never married in the first place. So what do you mean? Okay, so she has a bias penuya. Good. Chop, you know? Right? Yes? That works. What's another issue that comes up? Okay, Mamzer, what else comes up? How could, this is another question Tosfos asked, how is a person Chai Misa right now? Like, we know there are many things in the Torah that says you're Chai Misa. You need to aid them in what? Hasra. What's Hasra?
Warning.
You need a warning, okay? What type of warning? It needs to be a Hasras Vadai. What does Hasras Vadai mean? A certain warning. Why? Because if it's Hasra Safik, if it's a suffix of what the halacha is going to be, whether I'm going to be punished or not, that's astra suffix lo shmei astra. That's what we paskin, okay? That if I give you a warning of, I think you may be chayiv misa, then that does not work. Yes, everybody with me so far? Yeah. So what happens over here? Every single time this woman is about to be mezana, and two angels come up and say, you know if you're mezana, you're going to be chayiv misa. You know what hasra that is? Astra suffix. What do you mean astra suffix? Are they right? No, because what might happen? Maybe one day he'll send her a get with a shliach, and then what he's going to do?
Cancel.
He'll cancel the shlichus, shalom afanav, and therefore what are we going to say? I'm going to say that they were never married in the first place, so it should everything be a strong suffix. Those are the questions that we should deal with. Yes? Doesn't the Ramban answer that? Okay, good. So we're going to try to answer some of these questions. I don't know if we're going to get to the Ramban, but let's start at least with Tosfos, okay? So let's do Tosfos over here in the second source. Tosfos Vav Kinu, okay? Tosfos Vav Kinu. Vav Kinu Rabbanu Kedushin Mehikshah, Rav Shmuel Im Kini Chapel Basachoso. That was the question we asked. Are you going to be able to get your wife out of being Chayim Miso, Kishiyavo Edom Shizinta Yishlach Get Yivata Shalom Befanav? You're going to end up being, she was never married, and therefore her bia, or bia znus, as an ish ish, was never a bia znus as an ish ish. So what do we say? But Omri, what does Reed say? The lo kasha, why? The ain lachush elva kishim mechapa la shalok kidin. Aval hacha kidin mechapa. Over here, this is the halacha. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, this is halacha. But we're not Torah, Petura. Like, the Taka, you're right. The Torah says she's pater. So don't ask me this, Kasha. This is the halacha. This is what's set up. Vod hikshar b'shmuel. Teichim michayvin lo misa. Eishas ish ishinsa. Vasra safeki. That's the second Kasha he has. Isn't this Asra safek? Why? Shema yishlach ha-get yivtlano. Maybe he'll send her get and he'll be mvatlet. Vod yichol mamzerim l'tayr. Isn't he going to have the ability to be mitayr mamzerim? Right? Like what you pointed out. Right? Meaning, why? Let's say I have mamzerim. What's Mamzerim? How does Mamzerim work? Ish is ish. She sleeps with somebody else. She has children out of wedlock, right? While she's still married to somebody else. Those kids are Mamzerim. No problem. Send her again, be Mavatalit. And what happens to all the kids? They're all good. They're all good. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? The Rabbeinu Tam does not like the Reed's answer. If that would be the case, lo habi astro safik, daslina basaruba. What do we do? When it comes to Asra Safek, we go based off of Rov. Rov, meaning Rov, Ruba Kakula in this situation. And Rov of the time, is he going to be Mechap El Bas, is he going to send again and be Mevatalit? No, so therefore it's called Asra Zavadai. Okay, that's point number one. Im Agarshin, Nishosim, Kishokin, Get, Im Mevatalit. Va'od, and furthermore, Tukmina Nachazkasa, She Akshav Nisua. Now she's married. Timlon Kane, Nazir Shaya Shosayayan, and brings a Kacha from Nazir, we're not going to do now. Also the Nazir could always go back on his Naziris. Okay. And go to the bottom part. Umasha Hikshem Kenya Chapel Basa Choso Bichol Mamzili Tayer. Says Rabbeinu Tam, this is the unlearning part. Iyadina Chalakach Miskavein. If I knew that was her intention, Lo Mafkina Kiddushimine. We would never allow her to be Mafkina Kiddushin. Why did the Chachamim do this? Everybody know why the Chacham decided to do this? By our case, by the Tzuos and the Prutos. In the case of Gittin, in order to help out the woman. Right, so the women don't get stuck, so they become agunos. So therefore, we're going to help out the woman, but now we're going to allow them to take advantage of this halakha? Of course we're not going to allow them to go ahead and do that. Ridiculous! We're not going to go ahead and make a joke out of the system. Because then what? Everybody will become a part of Barayos. So says Rabbeinu Tam, listen, if that it's clear that that's their intention, that they're looking to be mechapel basachoso. They had a lovely marriage, things were going well, and then all of a sudden there was these rumors that she was mezana tachtov, and then out of nowhere he decides to send her. He's like, I got a good idea. He said, a brilliant idea, I'm going to go send her getting me mevatel. If we knew that, we would not allow her to. We'd not allow that to be a mafkia de kiddushin. We wouldn't allow it to happen. But if we didn't know it, and it ends up happening, beseder, that's what's going to be. So we see this machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri as to whether we are going to allow this ability to be mafkia kiddushin also affect this question of mechapel basachoso and mamzerim, or we're not going to allow that to happen. According to the Ri, what does the Ri say?
It is,
right? Meaning you can be matayr mamzerim, you can be mechapel basachoso. Why? Because it's halacha. You did it, you did. According to Rabbeinu Tam, would you allow you to do this or no?
No.
Okay, what's the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? So I think the machlokas is as follows. Ready? When we say, kol mekadesh adaita rabbanan mekadesh, what are we saying? What exactly is this idea that we give the chachamim the ability to define kiddushin? Are we saying that they are actively involved in the kiddushin every single step of the way? Or are we saying that they were able to define the institution of marriage l'chatchila, that they could put in safeguards that if something were to happen, it triggers a certain halacha? Which one is it? Are they constantly willing the kiddushin, constantly involved, or they just get to define the parameters and the terms? According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ri, what does the Ri say? The reason is we can't differentiate based off of your kavana. Why can't we differentiate based off your kavana? Because that's not how it works. The halakha was set up. This is the system. Okay, the system happened to give you a loophole. It's a write-off. It's tax deductible. You don't have to report it. Okay, that's a system in place. What do you want from me? That's a system we put in place. And if you're playing according to the rules, so if you're able to be marviach, so matavu menayim. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what does he say? The fact that we care about your kavana, perhaps that means that they are involved in every single step of the way. Right? And therefore we can determine, what are your real intentions? Is it based off of how you want it to be? Or is it based off of the way that the chachamim want it to be? And the chachamim say, I know technically speaking, when you send a get, and you're mevatel at shulav b'nei shliach, we should totally approve your kiddushin. We're not going to let you do this, because we know what your intentions are. And I think you see two different Lashonos, both in the name of the Ritva, that may highlight these things. Why? What am I talking about? Take a look at the Shittim Gubetzas, the name of the Ritva, in Maseches Ksubos. What does it say over here? Because of our Ritva, I want you to listen to the difference between these two Lashonos. Because of our Ritva, Kol HaMekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. Peirush, what does that mean? The afal pi sha'om, the footnote says, by the way, I'll just put in the footnote because it makes more sense. The afal pi shelo amra la kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Even though let's say he gets married and he says, I want to marry you with this ring, and he doesn't say kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Even though he doesn't say it, hareyu kiilu hisne almenas sheyir tu chachamim. It's as if I made it tonight. As long as the chachamim are happy with my marriage, then I'm going to marry you. It's as if he said that implicitly. Yes, everybody with me so far? Good. Listen what the Ritva himself says. V'yavkunu rabbanu kedushimei perush the havalei ka'omer. It's not on the sheet, so I apologize. I'm going to have to read it outside. I forgot to put it there. Perush havalei ka'omer harei mikudeshli im yirtze aba shem lo rata inu mikudeshes. Do you hear the difference between those two lashonos? What is the sheet that's saying in the name of the Ritva? He's saying that it's as if I said, as long as the chachamim are happy with it, right? As long as the chachamim want it. What is he saying? No. If my father wants. Which one is leaving the door open for a constant rechecking? The one that's Shita Mugbetas or the Ritva? The Shita Mugbetas, what does he say? That the chachamim want it to happen. That can be constantly. Did the Chum want it to happen or did they want it to happen? If they want it to happen, good. If not, then not. But according to the Ritva, what does the Ritva make it similar to? Kajir Zahaba. What do? You ask the father, are you happy with the marriage? What does he say? If he says yes, they're married. If he says no, then they're not. If a father says, I'm happy with your marriage. Yes? he grants his daughter's hand in marriage. And then after they get married, let's say he says, you know what, I'm not so happy with this union. Does it mean that the marriage is uprooted? Of course not. Of course not. Meaning, the Tanai was set up l'chatchila. Once the Tanai is fulfilled, like the Ri, then it's fulfilled. But according to the way that the Shittim, that's according to the Ritva, we're saying that could be that the Chachamim are part of parcel with that, are involved in every single process. Let me just say one more thing, I apologize. That's point number one. The other interesting thing, I think in terms of Nafkamina, is what Rashi points out. I have a question. What is triggering this Avkina? What is causing this marriage to be uprooted? You tell me.
The rabbi is not wanting it.
What?
The rabbi is not wanting it.
Not wanting it. Okay. But that's true. Okay, but at what point is she actually divorced?
Well, if we say that they uprooted it,
let's say it over like this. This guy says, let's talk about the case where he is mabatel to get with a shliach. So he sends a shliach, and he decides a day later that he doesn't want the shliach to give over the get. So he's mabat to the shliach. What do we say? Does that a bit of work? No, we say afkino. Yes, everybody with me? No? Yes? Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. When is she divorced?
When he says it.
Or what's giving me a different option?
When
she gets a get. Which one is it? You hear my question? At what point is she divorced? Is she divorced only when she receives the get? Or is she divorced the second he's mevatel the shlichas? Shaloki das chachamim. You hear my question? Do I need the get or not?
Obviously you need the get, because just because the guy being mevatel the shlichas, perhaps the shlichas never going to get there, but she's still...
Right. But if it's about Afkin, let's say it's just the Chacham, what is it? Called the Mekadesh, Adaiti Rabbanu Mekadesh, for Afkin Rabbanu Kiddush Minei, right? So let's say the Chachamim decide to go ahead and uproot the Kiddush. So what would be the Nafkamina? Obviously, Nafkamina would be, let's say she's Mizana after he was Mabatal the Shlichas, before she receives the get. What would the Halacha be?
I'm saying it should go by when she gets the get, because if the guy's Mizana and the Shliach never ends up coming, the girl never ends up getting divorced. The girl never ends up getting the get that's not divorced, then the guy got what he wanted. They're not divorced anymore. So we're not going to now say they're divorced because the guy uprooted this shliach who would have came, but he never come. So from the fact that now we're saying it comes when she gets the get, because only once she gets the get do we run into this problem.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but the point is that if we're going to say Avkinu, it could be that we say Avkinu no matter what. So it happens to be that Rashi makes a very specific point. If you would have asked me, I would have said that what's causing this divorce, the fact that he was mabatel the shlichas. That's what I would have said. The second he's mabatel the shlichas, Chacham say, too bad. You tried to be mabatel the shlichas, no good. That's how you mechab abas akoso. And that's even... Look how Tosos asked this question we just did. Hikshar of Shmuel, im kei nechab abas akoso. Why? What does he say? Ukishayavo Adim Shizinsa. Yishlach laget. And what does he say? Vivatra Shlobate Shliach. Upaka Kidushin. Does he say that she needs to get the get? No, he doesn't say that, right? All he needs to do is uproot the Kidushin. Doesn't say whether she needs to receive the get or not. You hear my point? Yes?
Yeah.
But look at Rashi. Rashi made this point in Mesechus Ksubos, as well as in Mesechus Gittin. Over and over again. Look how many times he focuses on get. The Dibre Chachamim, Avi Betel, and Feed Dibre Chachamim, Al Yedei, get Shechshiru Chachamim. Vafkin Rabban the Kiddushi, Kishi Yavo Zet, Kazet, Achareyam. Tena in Tenach, look at the next one. Avo Zet, Sheino Get, Minat Torah, Va'ata Machshir, Minay Daito. Meaning Rashi makes the point that what is causing this marriage to dissolve, it's specifically the get. Why is it specifically the get? Because maybe what Rashi is telling us, and the point that he's trying to make, is that it's not that the Chachamim on a whim can just decide that your marriage is no longer good because we don't like it. Rather, what happened? Like the Reed, they set up a system. There's a system in place here. You know what the system is? You need to receive a get like every other marriage that dissolves. That's exactly how the system was set up. If the system's set up that way, you need to receive this get, even though the get's not good minat Torah, but midirabbanan, that's what's causing the afkinu, like every other marriage. And okay, maybe Shami Chabal Basachoso, Besider, Shami Chabal Basachoso. What are we supposed to do with that? That's the system that they set up. But according to Tosfos, and according to Rabbi Nitam, and according, maybe to the Shittim Kubetas, maybe Pshat as well as, no, what are you talking about? The Chacham are constantly involved. And therefore, they can determine when they want to uproot it. Could they technically uproot it? Because you went against the rules, because you tried to be Mabatal Shishol Bafanov? Yeah, of course they could uproot it then. The woman doesn't necessarily need to receive the get. Why does she need to receive the get? The point is that there's no longer a marriage in the first place. Who cares about the get? And therefore, if the Chacham are constantly involved, perhaps that could be another nafkamina, you know, whether you need the get to be mevatel it or not. So, just to sum up what we did, and we didn't get to in get lachar misa, we'll have to do next time, because it's mamish very gishmach. And, you know, different understanding in terms of relationship between man and wife, and, you know, how that relationship ends. But let me just sum up what we said, and I'll take all the questions. What we said so far is as follows. We discussed the sugya of Avkinu, that the Chacham have the ability to uproot the kiddushin that exists between a husband and wife. We had we said that was based off Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. We spoke about the kasha of the Rishonim. If that's true, can't you take advantage of this in order to say that your kids are no longer mamzerim, to be mechapel basal choso, etc. And what we gave two answers according to the Ri says in Achanami, because that's the halacha and that's what's in place there. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what does he say? If we knew that's your intention, we wouldn't allow that to happen. We argue that the machlokas could be tali on whether the system is put in place and therefore that's the extent of the Chachamim's involvement. Or do we say the Chachamim, it's constant, whatever they want to happen, so they could determine one way or another, they could get into your machshava, your intentions. We said that perhaps that's also the difference between Al Menashe Yirta Abba, the way that the Ritva says it, Im Sachs Ksuvos, versus what he says in Shin Bukubetzas, that, you know, as if I said that as long as the Chachamim are okay with it, you know, even right here and right now. And lastly, perhaps that's also shot why Rashi makes such a point about the fact that the get is what's uprooting the Kiddushin, as opposed to the way that Tosa has Akasha. I don't necessarily need the get to uproot the Kiddushin. If I violated what the Chachamim say, that I was Mabatel Shliach, Shalom Bafanov, so that uproots the Kiddushin as well. Okay, so this is just some insights into Avkinu. I'll take all the questions, whatever anybody has.